You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. If you have any questions and want to contact End Time World News as far as questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And a lot of you folks joining in, we're a listener-supported podcast, and there's folks out there that's always joining in for the first time. End Time World News is a podcast. We're an independent alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. And again, that's what we're all about. And we believe in God and Jesus Christ and the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is the end times. We're living in the end times and the mark of the beast. And we cover all of that in the podcast. If you just want to hear, scroll through the archives, and we do have lots and lots of information for you. So today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article is dated just a couple days ago, Thursday, March 31st, 2022. And somebody had asked, Eric, you know, you're going backwards. That's old news. No, this is something that the media is not covering here, folks. That's why I want to go over it with you. The headline reads as follows: Judicial Watch sues government over refusal to disclose COVID vaccine side effects. Here we go again. Here we go now, folks. I'm going to sum this all up, and the link, as always, will be down below. If you want to read the article in its entirety, feel free. Okay, here we go. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, is refusing to comply with request for data surrounding the adverse side effects caused by the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccines. So, guess what? Judicial Watch is suing. According to the reports, for the legal watchdog group has filed a Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, suit against the HHS, ignoring an August 2021 request for the information. All emails sent from members of the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee regarding the adverse events, deaths, and or injuries caused by the investigative Tory vaccines and prevention of treatment of SARS-CoV-2 and or COVID-19 currently being produced by Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. HHS, of course, has failed to procure any of the information. So Tom Cotton, the president, and he's the president of Judicial Watch, and did what he usually does, he takes action. The government's lawful stonewall of an issue which will take the federal FOIA lawsuit resolve suggests that there is something to hide. Fenton says Americans have the right to know and any and all safety issues tied to the COVID vaccines. I've been saying that for a long time, folks, really, seriously. America, your government is working against you, not for you. In an article wrote by the Federalist, Dr. David Gauthier, a pharmacologist, pharmacist, and an FDA U.S. Food and Drug Administration health policy official, fellow at the Ethics Public Policy Center, questioned the government for insisting upon keeping Americans in the dark about the Fauci flu shots. The FDA, Centers for Disease Control, Pfizer, Moderna, knew about myocarditis and pericarditis risks from the mRNA vaccines since day one, yet no formal warnings to Americans in the form of recommending labeling, changing other warnings, such as letters to warn physicians, pharmacists, and the American public. Gauthier writes, elementary school drugs and education, when risk appears, are small and controlled. If you want more, go down to the link, folks. Like, share, subscribe. if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe, and God bless you. Stay well, stay safe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.